Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. This is Jackie Perry with J. Perry & Associates and your host for NABWIC's Blog Talk Radio. Well, listen, I'm excited on this wonderful Wednesday because I get to introduce to you an exciting guest, which I'm going to do in just a moment. But first, for all the actually men and ladies out there, I just want to announce that NABWIC's annual meeting will be coming up January 2017. So we want you to mark your calendars and save the date. For January 18th through the 20th, we'll be at the Wyndham Orlando Resort on International Drive in Orlando, Florida. So check out our website for further details and do plan to be a part. Well, once again, we've got an exciting show for you on this particular Wednesday. We, as women in the construction and related trades, we are proud of the fact that we have helped to build America, helped to build it in a variety of professions and a variety of ways. And then we partner with folks like previous partners that we've had on the show who've been in the housing industry, and then there are folks in the banking industry. We partner with them as well to ensure that all Americans have a piece of the American dream. So we thought it was really important for us to have with us this morning Mr. Kevin Kaczynski on the show with us to not only talk about services and products that Bank of America can offer women in construction and other consumers, but also to inspire and motivate us as women in construction to stay on the wall, so to speak, and keep aspiring to do what we do as women in construction. Well, without further ado, let me tell you a little bit about Kevin. But first, let me say good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, trying to stay cool in these hot summer days.
I know it. And it has truly been hot. If you've been any place in Florida, which a lot of our members are, they can attest to how hot it's been. But it's going to be a cool Wednesday now that we got you on. So thank you for being on the show
kind.
This morning.
Thank you.
Well, Kevin Kaczynski, you're welcome. Kevin Kaczynski is the Senior Mortgage Loan Officer at Bank of America, and he's committed to helping clients fully explore their home loan options and feel confident about their choices. He has 13 years of experience working with third-party affordable housing assistance programs, government loans, home equity lines of credit, and lending to multicultural borrowers, and more. He shares his knowledge of the mortgage industry and especially the Jacksonville market with listeners on today's broadcast. So once again, we want to welcome you to a wonderful Wednesday, and we want to welcome Kevin to the show. Now, Kevin, your areas of expertise are government loans, home equity lines of credit, you lend, again, to multicultural borrowers, and you work with a number of programs, all with the goal of helping homeowners make the best choice for our homes. But before we talk about the specific type of products and the things that you do, do you mind taking a moment and just tell our listeners a little bit more about your career and what motivated you to choose the career path you're currently on?
Sure, not a problem. Oddly enough, I was grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and that's where I went to university, the University of Akron. And then after spending several years working in financial institutions, mostly insurance and finance, I had the opportunity to relocate to northern Florida. Gosh, it's been 21 years ago. After getting here, you know, sometimes you choose the career, sometimes the career chooses you. And I was very blessed to have an opportunity to use some of my financial knowledge and experience to go through an exceptional training program with a lender back then and get into residential mortgage lending, which I've been doing ever since then. The thing for me is the neatest thing is I've discovered that, you know, as a gentleman in his 50s, that when I got back into this industry in finance after moving here, helping first-time homebuyers sort of feeds my soul, so to speak. You know, it's one thing that you actually get paid to do the work you do, but I learned probably when I bought my first house in my late 20s the benefits of homeownership at that point in time. Because then after 10 years of then, you know, taking care of that first house, making the mortgage payments, having pride of ownership, I turned around and I watched my little $70-some-thousand house be worth more and realized what an equity builder and a wealth builder it was. So that's what feeds my soul every day, helping people to realize that dream.
Well, great. Well, it sounds like you're one of those individuals that say, hey, when you really enjoy what you do, you never have to work a day in your life, right?
That is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, great. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Now, I noticed that in your title, for those of you that are listening, if you received our email blast this morning, you'll notice that Kevin has, and Kevin, you can correct me if I'm wrong, if it's a designation or honor of sorts, but it refers to President's Club. Can you tell us more about that and what that is?
Yeah, what happens is in the world of lending and with many other, you know, professional designations, the once you reach certain milestones within the organization, for me, you know, I've received many of honors and awards through the industry, which have all been wonderful. We don't get to publish all of them. The some of the neatest ones, at least from the Bank of America's perspective, is once you reach a certain level of helping so many customers, within a given period of time, then you reach designations. Our top designation is Chairman's Club. The next designation is President's Club. Be it that I've been doing it a long time, I also get the title of a senior loan officer to help mentor younger people as they come into our industry and decide to make this a career. Some of the other wonderful awards is, let's see, this will be the fourth year that Jacksonville Magazine has given me the award of being one of the top 30 originators in Northern Florida, and that's 4 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
So I'm quite proud of that as well. You know, every month they have designations. Thank you, with top doctors and top lawyers and whatever it may be. But that's sort of a neat thing as well. But it just shows that you know, the experience I've had and the multitude of customers I've been able to help. But that's where the designation come from.
All right. Well, again, congratulations. And it sounds like, again, you're a goal setter, obviously a trendsetter, too, 4 times in a row. Wow.
Yeah. I just refuse to give up.
I know, right? But, no, that's to be commended. And, again, it just speaks to your passion about home ownership and what you do. That's very good. It sounds like, Kevin, you're in a very rewarding career. And I want to talk about careers for a minute. We and those that are listening on the radio, I'm sure that we consider ourselves to be in very rewarding careers as well. But let's face it, it can also be a very challenging and daunting career, especially for women who are working in mainly, male-dominated roles, at least traditionally thought so. So before we get too far along, what would you, as a member of the banking industry, have to say to encourage women who are in non-traditional fields like construction?
You know, in thinking about it, I would say just never give up. Never give up. If it's something that is your passion, if it is something, and really, people with ambition and innovative ideas, the world hears them every day. There's always every day. You know, you're hearing these ideas and these concepts. And here's what I want to do. Here's what I'm looking to do. And the market tends to pick out certain voices over other voices. And quite frankly, I happen to believe that, specifically with women, there's a lot that can be brought to the table as far as intelligence, design, and how we, the home is the nest. And if anything, women have more, input and understanding of how to make a happy nest. So from that standpoint, it's just a matter of you can't stop. It's just really about fortitude and commitment.
Great. Thank you for that encouragement. And we were talking just a little bit before the show about, again, entrepreneurship and intrapreneurship. And even though there may be individuals who may be working for an organization, the fact that, and just as you described earlier, the things that led you to win those awards and all that recognition were because you were doing, the innovative, self-directed the kinds of things that are skills that entrepreneurs have to have. And I'm sure, just as you said, that attitude of not giving up, and just keep going after your goal, those things are really important. And Kevin, for you, in addition to what you do, too, you're involved in community areas as well. There are things that you do to help and embrace our community. Tell us about some of the other activities you're involved in.
You know, from a community standpoint, I've learned from being a student of what I do that I can bring back to the community. I usually, when I go out, most of the roundtable discussions or conversations or seminars I'm with happen to focus on the cores of good financial stewardship and behavior, budgeting, credit, and realizing. And I tell a story. I usually open up by telling a story. I know I've done it over at Wealth Watchers where, I remember graduating from college and oddly enough, multiple degrees, finance, thinking I was highly financially educated and not understanding how to budget money. Go figure, one of the core principles that you would think. And unfortunately, I don't blame my parents for that. I blame myself and thinking, oh, my gosh, how could I have such a and I didn't learn it until marrying my bride and going through the pre-Cana program that I learned something called the envelope budget method. Now, it's very archaic, it's very basic, but the principles of it can be applied in many different ways. So when I'm out within the community, and I have been involved with HabitJacks, but for the most part, people are looking for knowledge and wisdom. How can you get better credit? How can you budget? Because if anything, when you go to the internet, sometimes there's a multitude of things that you can look at, but what really are the direct things that you can do so that an individual can, because having financial problems in a household creates a lot of stress and anxiety, and everybody knows that. It affects everybody's world. So how to use credit and how to budget and use money and be smart about it is something that I think is critical to us going forward.
No, it's good to hear you say that, because I think sometimes as women in construction and like many other business owners, we may have an orientation towards a certain profession or skill, and we're really good at it. But sometimes the other acumen that we need, like you said, managing our budgets, creating budgets, sticking with them, knowing how money works for us. And actually, as you mentioned even earlier, when you built your first home, recognizing, you know, equity that creates builds in your home and how you can use that even to leverage other projects for you later on. So mm-hmm. all those things are important. So it sounds like in terms of what you do as far as your passion for educating people, that you talk about those type of subjects, and that's one of the things that B of A considers critical, as I heard you say.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, so education is important. We're really good. Well, Kevin, we're going to turn aside. We're going to have a brief commercial. I do want mm-hmm. to remind our listeners, for those of you out there, if you have a question, just raise your hand. So far, you may have some ideas. You may want to ask a question about money management or some other things. But when we come back from our break, Kevin is going to talk to us a little bit more about Bank of America, what they do to support home ownership, and what some of their products and services are. So we'll be right back after this brief commercial.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the Internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, we are back, and we've been talking with Kevin Kaczynski, Senior Mortgage Loan Officer with Bank of America, and he's been sharing with us all types of inspirational and wonderful things that can certainly help move us on in our professions and our careers. Right now, we want to give anyone, again, that may have a question, an opportunity to press 1 on your telephone. We'll recognize your hand and let you ask Kevin a question. But until then, we're going to just keep right on. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you.
Kevin, I want to turn our attention now to Bank of America specifically. We just came out of National Home Ownership Month, and I know there were a lot of great things that folks in your industry did in a concentrated way to help those people who have the dream of home ownership. But I wanted to ask for you to tell us what ways Bank of America does support home ownership and what makes it different from other banking institutions.
Well, there are many fine financial institutions here in the country, and one of the things that I'm most proud of with my employers is quite probably – I want to say it's been at least 3 years ago. The bank reached out to Sal Khan, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Sal Khan. He has an organization called Khan Academy, in which he is like this high-level math teacher that teaches free math classes on the Internet, and specifically YouTube. And all you have to do is dial into one of his classes, and you're inspired. The way he teaches, the way he shares principles when it comes to math, because that's his passion. And at that point in time, the bank reached out to him to say that we were looking for a way to help people become better financial stewards in their own personal finances. And at first he was thinking, you know, this was going to be a money-making opportunity, but it's far from the truth. in which he actually did produce a series of videos for the bank, which are on the Bank of America website, and the subsection is called BetterMoneyHabits.com. And under BetterMoneyHabits.com, and a consumer or a person in the marketplace can go to the Bank of America website, go to the BetterMoneyHabits.com website, and there is just a very expansive library of very brief 6 to 8 minute videos for a person to go through. And it's anything from, you know, financial planning, you know, basic how to balance your checking account, to home ownership, to how to manage credit properly. And that to me, and we've even expanded upon it where we have associates who go out and produce brief videos themselves of things that they think are critical. And an individual, a consumer, can go onto the website and look at that and just sort of say, you know, wow, how neat is that? You know, it takes me back to when I said I graduated from college and, you know, realized that I needed to have a better understanding of basic money habits, and it's all right there. So from the bank's perspective, that is one of the things that we bring to the table that I'm most proud of. And it goes the gamut from the checking, savings, always to home, buying a home, and what are the technical things. But they're very short videos, and they're cool to watch. You know, our community outreach programs are always very nice. We're very involved with our communities. And we do a lot of education through our technology platform, which I think is very, very superior at the bank. So hopefully that answers the question. But that's some of the things I'm most proud of.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very, very neat. And actually, I'm going to have to, you make me want to, and I'm going to go out onto the Bank of America website and check out some of the videos. And I encourage our listeners to do so as well. Thank you for sharing that.
Welcome.
Take a minute, Kevin, and tell us about some of the specific services and products that you offer as Senior Mortgage Loan Officer with the B of A.
When it comes to homeowners buying a home, let's see, specifically for Duval County, I've participated, it's been over 3 years, maybe even 4 years, in the Head Start program, Head Start to Homeownership, which is also called the H2H program. You know, for years there's been a surplus amount of money involved in that program, in which first-time homebuyers who qualify for a mortgage, and if their income is within certain income ranges, can qualify for a certain amount of funds for down payment and closing costs to buy a home. That's sort of a great program for the city. It's become quite popular this year, more than any other year. In fact, the good news is it's very popular. The downside is we might have already used up all the fundings as of the end of June. We'll know more in the next coming months. The fundings refresh in November, in the fall of every year. So we'll have to see what's going on. But if a customer has already been approved for the funds, they have a certain amount of time to find a house. And then when they find the house, they go through the mortgage application process. And in closing, the city literally wires a specific amount of funds, anywhere from $7,500 up to $15,000 towards closing costs and down payment initiatives, which is quite nice. If the person lives in the house for 10 years, the debt is forgiven. Which I think is a real neat program for individuals. Second to that, second to that is we have a for individuals that have the down payment, there's a much more robust program for first-time homebuyers in the state of Florida, and this is a statewide initiative to provide an annual tax credit to individuals that buy a home that fall within certain income guides. And a tax credit basically is an enhancement of your refund from the IRS. So for example, if your refund was $1,000, you could qualify up to additional $2,000 every year you own the home, year after year after year. So it's quite a unique program. It was sort of modified from the program that came out by the federal government in, I think it was like 2008 or 2009, where individuals buying a home received an $8,000 tax credit one time. But this is, so it's smaller, but it goes year after year after year. So a neat program as well. And then, of course, there is the state bond program in which individuals can qualify for a down payment. It's also called the hardest hit program. for a down payment to help them purchase a home, and that's with any particular county.
Wow, so it seems like in terms of home ownership, it's more than just a cliche. It really does help. There are programs out there that really do help people get closer to their dream of owning their own home, and that's great. I think we all need to do that. Are there any things out there, Kevin, if there are individuals looking to buy, say, their second home, or maybe get into renovating their current homes? Do you all have any products around that?
That is correct. Typically, we depending upon the equity situation in the current home, the home equity line has definitely come back, home equity line of credit. You know, we issued a lot of those, you know, back in the early part of the decades, and some of them the draw period is ending because it ends after 10 years, so we're either refinancing those or because of the recession, a lot of individuals are looking to freshen up their homes. We do have a lot of deferred maintenance issues with properties in northern Florida and probably all over the country. So usually through that, there are programs like 203K, if it's your primary home, or using a line of credit just to replace a roof, AC systems. I've been exciting to see a lot of the AC contractors also going through programs where they can help finance the replacement of AC units, which a lot of them are, you know, the maintenance needs to be done on them every 15 to 20 years. So that's sort of neat to see that's going on. And I've never dug into it, but there's a program through the city for individuals as well to help with repairs on their home. I do see it on the city website. I've never really dug into it much. But depending upon income situations, if you need money for repairs, roof, that type of thing, there's funds available from the city.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful to know. And believe it or not, we always run out of time so quickly, especially when we're having fun. But before you go, Kevin, let me ask, this is a question we ask of all of our guests when they come on the show, and that is your favorite book. Share with us your favorite book or what is inspiring you, what author inspires you the most.
You know, I don't have so much as a favorite. I mean, I have a lot of favorite books, but for me, it's just one mentor. I've had several great mentors, and maybe he should have wrote a book, but a gentleman, he's no longer alive, named Bart Wolstein. My first job out of college as a very young, you know, unpolished professional. He was an inspiration as a wonderful man, a wonderful family man, and he was the one that developed many of the shopping centers in Florida that the Kmarts were in. And I always remember attending speeches with him. I was sort of his right-hand person, and we'd go out to speakers clubs and whatnot, and he would tell the story on how, you know, he didn't grow up with much, and, you know, upon graduating from high school, went into the Navy, and he always tells that's boy, I had to learn to swim really fast, and because he didn't know how to swim even going through college, which is interesting. But and then you go into the Navy, which you think swimming would be a critical thing that you would need to do. And then after finishing his stint in the Navy, then going on to law school, and then being a developer. And then for him, I learned a lot about residential development. Both residential and commercial. So to me, it's if he wrote a book, it would be that. But for me, I got to call him a friend, and that was the most inspirational person. Yeah.
Oh, well,
hope
great.
That's okay. I read many books, but Bart was quite a man.
Yeah. Oh, well, great. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Kevin, we're down to our last few seconds. Tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they have any questions of you or want to explore more about the B of A products.
Okay. You can go to the Bank of America website, and if you check, you know, just you could put in the browser mortgage loan officers, and it'll ask you to search by zip code. You can find me here, or they could just call me directly at 904-218-4195. And, of course, to this group, I must tell the group my national mortgage license number is 518-521. And whether I'm working in my main office as I am today or I'm in a branch for the day, which I'll be later on today, the call will forward to me.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Kevin. I wish we had more time, but we are out of time. You've been a great guest. We're going to have you back. But thank you for everything that you shared today. And for all our listeners out there, have a wonderful day, and be sure to check us out, nabwic.org, and listen to any part of the broadcast and share it with your friends. Thank you so much for listening.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.